Good morning, you're watching Niaga Awani with me, Nina Rosman. And the first news we're going to cover is, according to the World Bank in 2021, the agriculture sector's share of the nation's GDP declined from 43.7% to 7.1% between 1960 and 2021. This is contradictory, given the nation's cropping land increase of 9.4% of total land area in 1961 to 26.3% in 2015. In many emerging nations, including Malaysia, a significant portion of their economies relies on agriculture, providing food and support to a large population. However, climate change is making agriculture vulnerable, especially in these emerging nations. Floods, droughts and heat stress are becoming more common, causing significant issues for Malaysia's farming. This indicates serious problems in the country's agriculture sector, leading to food shortages. Consequently, Malaysia now depends on imports to meet its nutritional needs. And it's important to look at innovative solutions and initiatives could reshape the landscape of Malaysia's agriculture industry. I'm going to introduce our guest that's ready on the line. It's Yani Xingyang, co-founder and chief commercial officer of Entomal. I want to say thank you very much, Xingyang, for joining us. Firstly, maybe we can share before, we want to see how Entomal Biotech is helping Malaysia's farming industry becoming more sustainable and inclusive. Maybe you can share with us, how far is our Malaysian agriculture progress as for now?
Hi, it's Yani. Thank you very much for having me today this morning. So a little bit about what Entomal Biotech does, just a quick one. So we harness the power of this amazing creature called the black soldier fly to turn what we call as a conventional food waste or agricultural waste into something that is very high quality and high protein, which is the insect protein as well as their frust, or what we call as the fertilizers. So how we kind of penetrate the landscape is the fact that a lot of times food waste or agricultural waste is literally dumped to landfills, and it creates a lot of carbon emission whilst also allowing unsustainable practices being treated. So what we do using this black soldier fly, we have the technology to bioconvert them into high protein, what we call as the insect protein, animal feed, as well as fertilizers. So throughout this conversion, how we contribute to that agriculture landscape is that creating something more sustainable and even require less resources when it comes to producing animal feed, as well as fertilizers that are very high in nutrients. So as we see in the video at the moment, these are some of the potential usage of how black soldier fly larvae can be used in different purposes. So most of the time we use it in the animal feed production, especially when we look at Malaysia import feed. Right now we have a food import bill of 67 billion ringgit. So we highly rely on export feed when it comes to especially our poultry industry. So using our business model, we're able or viable to produce this animal
feed in just 7 days. And from here, we have that recipe to then create it into animal feed that can go into the poultry feed industry, as well as aqua feed industry, and many other more.
Before we want to see the efforts, how every effort is contributing to Malaysia's transformation into a more food secure nation, maybe you can share what are the challenges first.
Yeah, so in terms of food security right now, as I did mention briefly earlier, Malaysia has an import food import bill of 67 billion ringgit. So a lot of times this contribute to how, especially when it comes to soy meal, corn meal, we are relying a lot on this. So causing a lot of price hikes, especially due to international conflicts, as well as some of these war happening. So using these kind of model, we're able to produce these local feed in a much more affordable, much more efficient way, but also something that is highly nutrient dense that can really contribute to the health of our animals that we eventually consume for our own health, our own body. So as we see in the video over here, these are what we use, especially in the bioconversion of our food waste as well as agri waste. So entomologists, or what we call as the scientists of insects, they are the ones that are behind the hard work of harnessing all these black soldier fly larvae, making sure that they're hatching or producing enough all these larvae for us to do all this bioconversion process. So in Malaysia, we specifically look at food waste problem, but internationally, we are helping a lot of agricultural waste producers in order to bioconvert that. So literally turning something in conventional methods being known as waste or literally have or creates economic loss, but turning it into a kind of a value-added products. So we have a business model that creates a circular economy whilst also turning waste into wealth.
Definitely, what is the role of Atomol to emphasize in building domestic food resilience, and how are you working on developing a sustainable food waste disposal system?
Yeah, so when it comes to food waste, we've come up with two different approaches to tackle this. We do know that in Malaysia, we do have still very minimal food waste segregation practices as compared to some of the clients that we've served in Taiwan and in South Korea, as well as in what we call as Japan. So using this, we've come up with two different approaches. One, a decentralized container to treat waste at source, what we call as an EMBC, Entomal Mobile Bioconversion System. So using this kind of a container system, it treats waste based on where it's being produced, and it's super viable for, say, for example, in communities, in hotel buildings, in corporate buildings, and even in school and communities. So using this kind of decentralized container model, we can treat up to a ton of food waste per month, which is equivalent to about 5,000 wasted meals. And usually the businesses that will be engaging or using this kind of solution will then be also be getting tax allowances as well as carbon reports from our side to help them align with their ESG goal. And the second way of treating kind of or tackling food waste is how we are really creating that big impact using our centralized biowaste conversion model. So this kind of central plant that we are envisioning to build, especially right now as a startup, we're fundraising to establish that, is basically trying to work with, say, for example, our city councils, big corporates, as well as F&B plantations and all these big kind of waste generators, commercial kitchens, to help convert all this waste in a very effective way. In fact, something that I haven't mentioned as of now is the fact that all we need is a spoonful of the baby larvae to turn 1 ton of food waste into the 2 valuable resources that I mentioned. All it takes is just 7 days. So we can see that with this very efficient and effective way of converting agricultural waste or food waste, we can turn it into something that is highly resourceful in the sense that it helps to serve our animal feed or poultry feed, especially in this kind of crisis moment, to help serve our food security, as well as using the fertilizers to help enhance the overall production of our crops using the nutrient-rich fertilizers.
Maybe you can explain the concept behind the Black Soldier Fly BSF technology and how it contributes to sustainable food production. What is the life cycle of Black Soldier Flies BSFs and how they are used to produce a protein?
Yeah. So basically with Black Soldier Fly, it has been certified internationally to not be a pest. So in fact, as we see in the video right now, these are what I usually call as the mating room or the love room for the Black Soldier Fly parents. So this is where our technology goes in to help the mating and rearing process of the Black Soldier Fly larvae. So after that kind of mating period, our entomologists will then be harvesting their eggs. So the eggs will be given special care to help them start going or moving into the phase of their real bioconversion phase. So after they've gone into this working phase is when they will be fed with an abundance of either food waste or agricultural waste. So in our kind of research, in our kind of business model, we've managed to treat food waste quite effectively. We also have a POC done previously in South Korea where we set up a fully automized treatment plant to treat 20 tons of food waste coming from the city councils every single day. And we've seen that with the downstream products, especially as I mentioned, the insect protein as well as the organic fertilizers. And when we use it to feed different kind of animals, we see that the immune system has been boosted. Yeah. And this is the container, as I mentioned previously.
All right, I want to say thank you very much to Yani Ching Jingyang, the co-founder of Chief Commercial Officer of Entomol. We'll be taking a short break and we'll be right back.